You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we're talking about slicing the air with a double cheek assault, not clipping your wings, and replicating Christmas Vacation can bring the cops again.
All that and more on episode 141 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, it's raining like crazy, Cast. What's going on?
It is raining like crazy. It's actually balmy here, dare I say. Well, plus 3 Celsius for us, so that's balmy.
Right. I believe we go around handing out zinc and, for people's noses because it's just so hot.
Yeah, exactly.
and sunscreen.
It's sunscreen, yes. Yeah, we're the only 2 guys on the planet that will burn in December in Canada.
Yeah, that's the thing. 1 degree above zero, well, get my board shorts.
What are you, Guy Ferrari? get your tips frosty.
Yeah, that's usually what I say when I look at the girls when I'm wearing my board shorts and my Hawaiian shirt. I'm like, welcome to Flavor Town, baby.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So, how was your week? Anything new going on? Yeah.
Yeah, no, everything's good. We had some stuff going on in the family, which was not good, but, things are moving forward. I guess things are pretty good from here. I mean, I could always be better. I could always be rich.
Yeah, of course.
Lean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I have to sell.
Well, if I can say something, that's all awesome to be. But it doesn't matter how rich, handsome, or lean you do get. You always want to be a little bit more richer, more handsomer, and more leaner.
Yeah, but I'll start from that point.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. It's like where your default is, oh, no, I'm getting laid by semi-hot chicks.
Yeah.
You know, oh, she's an 8.5. Oh, poor me.
Poor me. I'm slumming it. Yeah. Oh, wow. So here we are. We're in December now. We're in the home stretch to the holidays.
Merry Christmas.
And this week, the holiday cards are going out, but we should warn everybody, our Canadian listeners know this, but our international listeners, if there's a delay, we apologize just because, well, Canada Post decided to strike. Now they've resolved that, but there's a backlog. Yeah.
They haven't resolved the strike. They forced them back to work, so they're still taking their time with the parcels and stuff. So,
yes,
it's still a pain in the ass.
I know Canada Post has been known to really put their nose to the grindstone and work their hardest. So now they're actually going to, scale back and work to order. So,
when you start looking at your orders and it starts saying, oh, delayed for reasons of weather or snowstorm. Okay, that's what you call bullshit.
Yeah.
And considering it was like, 10 degrees yesterday?
Yeah.
It's just they're delaying packages on purpose.
Well, so of course.
Feels it.
And a little behind the peek behind the curtain when it comes to, I was a courier years ago for a big courier company. And when they train you as a courier, when you're scanning, you have to scan the packages, and we used to have to. Now I'm sure it's all automatic right from your scanner, but we used to go back to the depot and download our scanner into the computer so it can update what's happening so they can track the packages.
Right.
But you have different codes. If you were unable to deliver something, person not home, weather, vehicle maintenance breakdown or something, there is a code for did not attempt, but they tell you in training, they're like, you will never, ever use that code, because if you do, that means like you're get a point against you. We couldn't get fired because it was unionized, but you'd be like, oh, you're getting points against you. You're going to, that's a black mark and everything else, because you always have to have something other. The customer doesn't want to look on the website and say, oh, didn't even bother.
Well, yeah, well depending what area you live. Like I remember I worked in telecom for a long time, and there were certain areas that customers like, yeah, my phone doesn't work and I'm only home after 5 PM. The tech would show up, realize what neighborhood he was in. He'd call us up and be like, yeah, I'm not going in that neighborhood after 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. But at least something is written like that. You know what I mean? Like it's the main thing about these courier companies. You cannot like,
If your neighborhood's so bad that the only option to fix your phone is for you to move.
Yes, exactly. That's horrible. Yeah. Maybe a phone's not the worst of your concerns. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Phones work over here. This is a nice neighborhood.
It's a nice name. Yeah, so here we are. Yeah, so we got the Canada Post strike. So those things, those are, I'm sending them out this week. They'll be heading out. So yeah, everybody's going to get a nice card and maybe a sticker. Maybe.
So enjoy those in February.
Yes. Enjoy them. Yes. So other than that, so Christmas is just coming up. Now, as per usual, we've been doing this the last couple of years. We are going to have our Greatest Hits Volume 3 coming out. During the Christmas, it's always the week in between Christmas and New Year's, because
yeah, we need some time off for the fam.
Well, yeah, we never ever miss a show. I mean, and we, and believe me, we've had deaths in the family, we've had stuff like we've have literally jumped through flaming hoops to try to make sure at least we got something out. Now, granted, on those off weeks, maybe it wasn't so funny. You know what I mean, or maybe it was a little shorter than usual. But you know what I mean, we honestly make a concerted effort. This is our 141st week in a row now, and we really take pride in doing that. But during the that Christmas, I make up a little greatest hits compilation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take our greatest clips from this year and tack them on to the beginning of the show. And if you keep listening, then yeah, you'll be able to enjoy all the past clips too. So we're going to have a nice healthy clip episode for you.
We've had every reason in the world not to record some of our shows.
Oh yes, yeah.
You know, we still got around doing it. Like I had, you know, somebody tempt me, a woman tempt me to say, don't do that, you know, come spend time with me, you know, and mm-hmm. she was 6. And in my station in life, that's the best I can get.
So my 10
was like, you know, is a 6, and she's like,
so you gave up sex for this podcast.
Don't do the show. Come with me. Let's go do this or that. I was like, how dare you?
How dare you?
My version of a 10.
You vixen. That if I was a drinker, I would definitely not be recording tonight. And I'd be tapping that for like all that Canadian sap. Yeah. But anyway, but that's, and you know what also do? Like, we're not saying, oh, look at us. We're doing, no, we don't care. We just want to put out a show every week. And that's what we're doing for ourselves. And if people enjoy it, then great. We love it. Anyway, enough rambling on about that. So what else is going on this week? Fantasy update. It looks like I am in strong position to sweep our season series because I'm playing you this week. It looks like in doing so, with one more week in the regular season, I am going to take our division, which not the championship. But it gives me a first round bye on the way to the championship. So hooray
for me. At this point, I don't give a fuck. All right. This weekend was the most ridiculous fucking scoring I've ever seen.
Yes.
All the quarterback, even the worst part is that Rob's quarterbacks did worse than mine did.
Well, yeah. And that's what we were talking about earlier. My quarterbacks usually give me, like, they're great. So they give me like 50 points a week. This week they got me 12. So I was really ripe for the pickings. And it just didn't happen for Roman. So,
you know, like my guy, I should have destroyed Rob this weekend.
And, he should have.
And my entire roster just went to shit. And I'm telling you this, Rob's points were garbage.
They were. Absolute
garbage.
I had no business winning this week. In fact,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, I've got him. I've got him dominant. As soon as it started, I was just like, my first points were negative 2.43. I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to watch TV. Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. But his tune will change if he makes a good run, and we're talking about the play.
Playoffs are always different. Playoffs is a completely different beast. You might be great in the regular season, and the moment that you hit the playoffs,
that's what happened last year. I started my season 1-7, squeaked into the playoffs, and then made it to the championship. I didn't win it, but you know, I didn't deserve to win it either. Like,
wait,
I had
did
no
you make business. It to the championship, or did I make it to the championship last
I
year?
I beat you on the way to the championship. Right. It was a year before you made it.
Year
to the
before, that's right. Year before, I made it to the championship and lost by 3 fucking points.
Yeah. Hey, I lost. Last year, if I played one wide receiver and I left one guy on the bench, if I would have swapped those two, I'd be the reigning champ. It's just that's the bitch about fantasy. That's
what happens is that all these games get played, and then on the Thursday there's points adjustments. So even though you think you've beaten somebody, there's a possibility 1 or 2, 3 point adjustment, and that you could actually have ended up by having lost to that person.
Exactly, and fairly so. Because, like, let's say if somebody was awarded a touchdown and it was awarded to the wrong guy, and that guy was supposed to get 6 points, and you won the championship by 4, well, I mean, hey, like, your guy didn't get that. So
now that happened to your dad, right? Did he lose a game or did he lose the championship?
He won the championship on the day after point adjustment.
Oh, he won it.
Yeah, because he lost by like 3 points or 2 points, and the next morning he woke up and the NFL adjusted. Because every tackle that happens your defense makes, your players get awarded a point. But if it's a half tackle, they get – or assisted tackle, they get a half point. So, like, anyway, this is all fantasy jargon. But either way, this is our 15th year. We've been doing this long enough that any scenario that's possibly happened – we've seen it, so yeah.
We've been doing it long enough where we no longer dare each other, or we no longer have punishments.
Because anything can happen, and that's why I say it's like I make a point. I texted Roman earlier this week, and like, wow, on Thursday my quarterback shit the bed. It's like, oh, looks like you got me this week. He's like, it's not over. I'm like, in my head, I'm going, oh, I know it's not over, but I'm not going to start bragging about a win. I'm going to start congratulating you on the win, hoping to jinx.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been through it enough times. Up until it's done,
yeah,
I don't count nothing out.
Exactly. So, but anyway, enough about the fantasy. Where we are, we got one more regular season week, and then we're into the playoffs. And I'm sure all our listeners are going, "Oh fuck, is it over yet?"
So, what else is going on? There's stuff going on downtown Toronto.
Yeah,
there's a couple of Christmas markets open now. There's some open in the different cities. The one in downtown Toronto in the Distillery District is made to kind of replicate the old-fashioned Bavarian Christmas markets.
Okay.
So it's real good time, you know. I can't wait to get out there. I know my mom's heading out there next week, I think, and I'm going to go check it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's for everybody.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot of there's a lot going on this time of year, and that's why it doesn't matter who you are. Like, whether you're Christian or you're Jewish, or you celebrate Kwanzaa, or you're even myself, an atheist, I still say happy holidays, or somebody gives me Merry Christmas, I'll say Merry Christmas back, or Hanukkah, whatever it is. It's because it's the one time a year everybody's expected to, okay, let's make time for the family. Because everybody has that 4 days. You mean Christmas and Boxing Day up here in Canada, like everybody has, and New Year's Day is always off. So everybody has a couple long weekends. So it's not like if you tried to get together with all 4 of your brothers and it was anything other than Christmas, like it would be a task. You'd have to be like, hey, are you busy on April 19th? No. Well, what about the week after? What about the week? Like, at least at Christmas, everybody knows there's a concerted effort. So that's why, you know, the holidays are great.
Everybody's nicer to each other.
And everybody makes time.
Stay away from the malls.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway.
It's like somebody runs into you. Sorry, was I in your way, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Canadians even get a little impolite around this time of year in the mall. So, you know,
they apologize, but aggressively.
Of course, yeah, we aggressively apologize. And like, I am so sorry I'm putting a boost to your head,
So sorry in front of you, eh?
Yes.
Sarcastic.
And of course,
sarcasm? I don't know. Figure it out, bro.
Is it? And of course, every Canadian fight you see, the first reaction when they lock up, you see the one guy reach over the head and grab his coat or shirt and pull it over. Is it like we call it jerseying somebody? Have you ever seen hockey fights? You jersey the guy, and then that's you pull the shirt over their head and you just start pounding them through the shirt.
I think the best one is that there were two guys having an argument, like a road rage incident,
right?
They were just below an overpass where our provincial police, was like a state police, is on top of the bridge getting interviewed.
Yeah.
And then he looks over and he sees these two guys just kind of screaming at each other, going at it, threatening to punch each other. And he just starts yelling at them. Yeah, 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 right. You're both big, tough guys. Yeah, yeah, real tough. Get in your cars and go home. Instead of being like, yeah, oh, I better go bust some skulls, like in other places in the world. Our cops are like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're real tough. Go home.
Oh, I know. I get that at work all the time. You'll see two guys arguing, and then I'll just grab somebody's measuring tape, and I'll throw it at one of them. I'm like, here, what's this for? Well, you just might as well start measuring your dicks now, because, like, fuck, isn't this what this is all about? You want to just get it over with? Get cut through the crap? Like, who's the bigger man? Like, fuck off. Anyway, you know what we should do? We should jump into some headlines.
We should probably do that. Yeah, let's see here. Let's go down to Florida.
Oh, of course, as we do.
Yes. It kind of reminds me of a story of last week, but it's a little different.
Okay.
Florida woman pulled knife on a man who complained about her farts.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
So basically, she's in, Dania Beach, Florida.
Right.
A woman faces charges of aggravated assault after the authorities said she passed gas in line at the dollar store and pulled a knife on a man who complained about it. She said he complained about it, and apparently she pulled the knife out and kind of gestured towards him.
Yes, of course. So threatened him. Yeah.
She says, I'm going to gut you.
I'm going to gut you. Sounds like it.
How about this? How about you don't gut me and you stop eating all that McDonald's? Right? Because nobody here is appreciating it. I'm buying a shit thing for a dollar. I didn't come here to smell your ass, lady.
Yeah, but it's a dollar store. You got to put up with that kind of shit. You know,
No. I mean, come on. It's like, oh, I could have gone to Walmart for a sale instead of come in here to buy like whatever crap. The hell you want. Yeah, fuck a Flutenhaden or whatever the fuck you want to buy, a Zuzu Vela or Vuvuzela or whatever. And I'm going to sit here and literally do lines of fart? No.
Well, no, but my point is, yeah, okay, the woman should not threaten somebody with a lethal object. Of course, we're putting that aside. When you go to the dollar store, you expect a certain, different standard. If it's not like you're walking into Tiffany's in New York buying jewelry at like where the cheapest thing in there is like $100,000.
Really? You don't see it. You don't see like an aged out debutante pull out a buck knife and go, I'm gonna stab you.
And fart. Yeah. I'm not saying people don't fart in these high class stores, but I'm just saying the altercation and leading up to it is probably not going to, if somebody farts, they're going to excuse themselves because we're all human. We've all done it.
Steve, you want to go back to the dollar store? Oh, fuck, a dollar. The price is too high sometimes.
Too high. Some prices are, some things cost too much.
Why are you wearing a gas mask? Oh, you'll see.
But that's just it. But that, that's what I mean. Like, it's not like it's like going to McDonald's. The workers there are great. I love McDonald's, how they're giving teenagers. And, there's probably 70% of the kids out there, their first job was at a McDonald's or a similar job like that. And it's great. They're getting work experience and learning. But you know what kind of service you're expecting. You're not going to a five-star restaurant. Come on.
I don't know what kind of service you're going to get. You want to know the best of the best. Order McDonald's through Uber if you have that option. Overnight. All right.
And overnight.
Yeah. Overnight. You can order from Uber, like McDonald's 24/7.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the quality of food that you receive at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
From a McDonald's order, that's the lowest of the low.
That's the low. Yeah.
Trust me. All right.
Especially
a box of fries that are more like bricks.
Yes.
And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that's it. I know McDonald's. What do they do? They deliver now, right?
Well, through Uber.
Or is it through Uber? Okay. Because remember, 23 years ago when I was living in London, Ontario, you and our good buddy Steph came down to see me one weekend, but there was a pilot project where it was McDonald's delivery. So you could phone to McDonald's. You didn't use Uber or an outside thing.
You have that delivery outside of Uber in a lot of places.
Right. So, but anyway, it was a pilot that was done that you couldn't get it anywhere else in Canada. It was just like a kind of a pilot restaurant or only a few other places. And they scrapped the idea because you ended up paying $10 because of all the delivery charges for a hour old Big Mac. Like it just didn't work out well.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same now, except you're paying about $6.
Oh, there you go. Well, then I'll eat the old Big Mac.
Yeah, $6. And then if you add a tip and then the actual government taxes,
of course. By the time
you're done, you're paying $15 on top of whatever else you're buying.
And then whatever else paying you're paying out later on.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're demoing your bathroom again. So, okay, back to the headline. People fart in public. It happens. Maybe
she farted like loudly. Like it was like, bah!
Well, hey, it happens. But it depends. Now we're not there. Now, if she was like, and like, oh, and turned red and, oh, pardon me. Oh my goodness. This is just, I mean, and the guy went, oh, you fucking bitch. You stink. Oh my God. I can't believe that came out of your ass. And then she pulled a knife that I get. But if she's standing in line.
No, you don't pull a knife in any fucking situation.
Well, you know, I could almost excuse it. Again, you got to imagine the setting. Now
that man was rude. He best be stabbed.
Exactly. but if she like stood there, lifted up her one leg and lifted her ass cheek and pumped her fist back, you know, like letting her rip. And then, of course, then the guy like, you know, like we nobody likes other people's ass smell when it's not. You mean,
yeah,
in the act of other intimate.
Nobody wants to smell stuff. Anybody else's brand.
Yes. So yeah, but it's all context. Again, we're not pro. You mean threatening with lethal objects? We're at the same pro time, farts. Same thing. We're understanding when it comes to the gastric challenge.
Yeah, but still, at no point pulling out a knife is okay.
No,
unless that other person has a knife. Other than that. No.
Now I've been in rooms or vehicles with you when you farted, and I've wanted a knife to end my life.
A little seppuku would have gone a long way, right?
Yes, exactly. Like I wouldn't have mind not being around anymore, so I wouldn't have to endure.
If you can imagine driving in a vehicle with clear glass, and then I let one go that is so bad that the entirety of the vehicle instantly went brown cloud smoke.
Exactly. It looks like somebody's vaping fucking. Of dirt, like just horrible. Hey, all right, okay, all right. On onwards and upwards, hopefully. Next headline.
Okay, how about this? First time hang glider hangs on for dear life without safety harness.
I saw this earlier this week. Yeah, it was some instructor, like, and I guess they ride what they call it tandem, like when you're tandem jumping out of a parachute, same thing.
Yeah, and so they have a big kind of a clip on their back.
Yeah.
Right, to clip them to the actual, you know, unit so
right.
that, you know, they can glide. Well, they may have forgot to clip that part in.
Oh.
Yeah. But they launched, and then that's when they realized, hey, I'm not being supported. So he was hanging on to the instructor, then hanging on to the bar on the front. He did everything he could to hang on. He hung on for quite a while. It was quite impressive. At one point, he was one-handed.
Yeah. Well, you'd be shocked and amazed how much endurance and strength you may have. Like in,
well, when I got you're... two things working. Well, I got something working for me. Gravity's going to work in my favor.
Yes.
Right. Landing this thing won't be as hard for me because it'll pretty much plummet. Right.
Yes.
The other thing is that I don't care how good my grip is. I am not holding my body weight up by one hand.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
So that would have lasted all the 5 seconds. I would have rolled off the hill, down all the way down.
Yeah.
You know, rolling. An outhouse and then would have exploded.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like a 1980s movie.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
I saw this. So this guy was like, and this went on for a long time. Like how many minutes was he up in the air? Like
he was up there for a while. Like it felt like, you know, like 2-3 minutes, but it was more probably like a minute.
You know, I'm sure for him, it felt like an eternity. Like,
yeah. I was like, this dude's going to die. This dude's going to die.
Yep.
And the guy was trying to like bring the craft down, but he couldn't that immediate. And then he's like, the other dude's like, why didn't he just crash into a tree? I would have been fine in a tree, you know?
Yeah.
His chances. But the instructor did his best to get him in like into a grass area.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped off. I think he was about probably 10, maybe 20 feet in the air.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And then he damaged his wrist.
Yeah,
He ended up by getting a titanium plate and screws in his wrist, and I think he hurt himself somewhere else, but not as bad as his wrist. And that was his first time. He says he's going to go back and try it again because his first time wasn't as fun as he thought it would be.
No, and can you imagine how sore you'd be just by like not in the, in the moment, you wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't feel anything. But the next day after clinching on for dear life that yeah. long, like you'd be like, oh, it would be painful. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, if anybody out there looking, I saw that happened to see this earlier this week, and there's a guy. Yeah. I guess it was just, they went up and he had to hang on the whole time. And it was like, holy fuck, dude. Like, come on. Like,
yeah. Okay, I think it was in Switzerland. Okay, I think we have to reset the sign that says accidents in the workplace.
Well, it's the same harness. I wear harnesses at work when I get into scissor lifts and cranes and booms and everything else. But
who are you scissoring at work?
Who am I scissoring at work? In a scissor lift?
Oh.
So the but what happens is you get into into a 5-point harness, and you get a lanyard and everything else that clips you on to whatever you're doing. They do that outside the CN Tower now here in Toronto. Like, you can actually walk around the big burger part of the CN Tower, the bald part. You know what I mean? Like, you can hang outside the CN Tower in a harness. You pay somebody.
What do they refer to it as now? The tallest freestanding structure in the world that's non-habitable.
Right.
And no hotels.
Yeah.
And up until Dubai, this was the tallest in the world of anything.
Yep. Yeah.
So yes, taller than the Empire State Building. It was
taller than the Chrysler Building. And when it was built in 77 or 76, yeah. it was the tallest.
So now you can go all the way to the top, not all the way to the top, but almost to the top.
Yeah.
Stand on the roof, and it's called the Edge Walk, and it's pretty fucking frightening. And you know what? There's another little observation tower, which is up the antenna.
Yeah.
Halfway up the antenna. So you think you get to the top and you're like, oh my God, we're so high up. And then you get on the Edge Walk, you're like, holy shit, this is so high. And then you go up to that observation tower and you're looking down at the big burger part and you're like, wow, that is pretty far down there.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're up in that observation bus, it is crazy.
It's yeah, just insane. Yeah. So yeah, you can actually get in a harness and walk around. But again, human error. Like, I know everything's checked and double checked, but fuck me, man. Like,
I won't do Edge Walk till I lose a whole bunch of weight, because I'm pretty sure that if I got on there now, I would bend the CN Tower and
I would
launch the other people like a trebuchet.
Yes.
All the way to Hamilton, you know, across Lake Ontario. They would skid on the water on the way there.
Yeah.
That's how much force there would be. So
trebuchet. I'm going
to wait. I'm going to wait. Yeah. A little bit of weight for safety reasons.
For safety reasons, just for because you're thinking of others.
Yeah.
All right.
How much can I really, trust my safety to stitching?
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, all right, we got time for one more if you got one.
One more. Okay. So this one is actually, I thought this was pretty good. No, we're gonna do that one next week. This one here: National Lampoon themed Christmas display causes panic.
Oh no.
So you remember in the movie at one point, Clark is putting up, you know, in the it was a Christmas Vacation movie. Clark Griswold is putting up his Christmas lights. And at one point, the ladder falls out from under him, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so based on the Christmas Vacation movies, I don't know if you remember the movie, Clark Griswold was up by the gutters on a ladder, and he was putting his Christmas lights, and the ladder falls out from under him, and he's stuck hanging from the gutters, right?
Right.
Right. So in that scene, they thought, well, that's fantastic. Let's do the same thing. So they put up a little dummy hanging from the gutters.
Okay.
With the lights and all that. But the problem is that they made it look so realistic that there was a war vet who was happened to be walking by. And he looked up and he went, oh, no, that guy's in trouble. And he called the police to come save this dummy. And it happened. I think it happened once, and then nearly happened a second time, where the person had to kind of tell the person, it's not real, it's not real. So now they have like a giant sign in their front lawn that says, Clark Griswold is just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't call 911. Yeah. Part of our display.
It's not a person.
Exactly. But yeah, can you imagine being like, yeah, well, I'm just going to do this. Will be great. Everybody will love this. And cops are at your door every day.
Yeah. We have a Santa. What's that?
They'd be like, seriously, can you not? But it looks so good. No, just don't.
Yeah, we have a family down the road that has a Santa that's like hanging off the eaves troughs, but it's obviously inflatable, so you know what it is.
Eavesdrops are gutters, for those who don't know.
Yes, of course. Sorry. You know my lingo. Yeah, so I get it. But on the Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas movie theme, did you see the person that put out a display of a mannequin wearing a robe, drinking a beer, and cleaning out the shitter in his RV? from that same movie.
I saw that one. I saw a couple of versions. I saw a cartoon version where he's dumping it in the actual, I guess the rain. What is it?
The storm gutter.
The storm gutter.
Yeah.
And then Pennywise the clown is screaming, "You study a horrible prick!" You know. And another one I saw where it was the premier of Ontario.
Okay.
Right, he's definitely getting going. Ontario's full.
Wow. So yeah, it just now. Okay, I don't know what to say. Like, I guess if it looks real, like you got to react.
Yeah, but still, like the person's not. It's not moving. Like, you just seriously gonna think somebody's hanging there?
Nah, you might want to investigate before you call the cops. Be like, hey, dude, you all right?
Yeah.
He's unconscious, actually, hanging there.
He must be scared, frozen stiff.
He's not moving or breathing.
Look, if you see a pole with a bunch of kids with their tongues stuck to it, don't call the cops either.
Yeah, just get hot water.
No, I'm sure somebody probably replicated the scene from Christmas Story.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I took a photo. And they're selling Ralphie from A Christmas Story. So this TV series that we grew up with, movie we grew up with about Christmas. Where at one point, you know, he's in the giant bunny outfit that his aunt had sent him.
Yes.
Yes. And you go to Lowe's and they sell a version of him, Ralphie boy, in that bunny outfit that you could put on your front lawn with a photorealistic picture of his face. It is creepy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I remember you posting that picture, and then I saw it a few days later. I was at Lowe's, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? That is just fucking horrid.
I'm sure Peter Billingsley's like, why is my face on this shit? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Every Christmas, I got to put up with this shit anyway, and I've kind of accepted that, and my life is moving on, but...
Well, he's a director, and he does all kinds of stuff, so that part he's fine with, but the whole idea of having an inflatable of yourself 40 years later, hell no.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to what everybody I know would do to the inflatable Robcast.
Like, throw knives at it.
Well, I wish that would be the only thing they did to the inflatable.
Look at you thinking anybody wants to stick their dick in your inflatable.
I didn't say that either. I didn't say that either. But you went there. That's so now we know, listeners. Now we know.
I'm gonna go to the store and buy me like a big strap on and then put it on my inflatable Rob and just leave that in my yard.
Get your inflatable Rob at RomanPodcast.com. No. All right. So, realistic displays. I know people get a little out of hand this time of year, but, you know, and people love getting in the holiday spirit. That's fantastic.
These days they're trying to be funnier and funnier and funnier.
Of course.
It just goes a little overboard.
Yeah.
This one here I think was fine, but
some people are, you know, maybe want to check out the situation before, you know, or maybe go to them fucking movies and watch TV.
Calm the fuck down.
Yes. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we take off on this first week of December. So if you want to find us on the social medias, we are at Roman Podcast on Twitter. We are also Roman Podcast on Instagram. And you can find myself. I am at Robert MMCast on Twitter. And I am Cast1973 on Instagram. And you can find Roman. He is Roman Citizens on all sorts of social medias. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. That's Christian Grinder. That's Tinder. That's Snapchat. Whatever you want to find him on, he's probably there with an inflatable me.
Maple log lovers.
Maple log lovers. Christian Canadians that don't practice, but you know, still like it. .ca. Anyway, so check us out on the social medias, and don't forget about our website. We just recently did a little quick redirect. So now if you go to romanpodcast.com or .ca, it takes you right to our TeePublic store. So our new logo launched last week. Thanks again to everybody that messaged that loving the new look. It's just a little fresher upper. So if you're digging the new logo and you want it on a t-shirt or a cell phone case or a sticker or a tote bag or a hoodie or whatever, it's you can get the new logo at romanpodcast.com or .ca. Or if you prefer the vintage look, if you like our old logo, that hasn't gone away. We still have that too. You can get whatever you want. So anyway, we got that set up for you. And don't forget about the networks we're on. We are on the EMC Podcast Network. We're on the Tangible Network. And we're also endorsed by emotionally14.com. Remember, that's emotionally14, the numeric 14.com. So emotionally14.com. Check us out there and the networks we're on and all the other great shows that all three have to provide. Also, if you would like to send Roman some tasty nudes, holidays are coming up, people. Ladies, gentlemen, dogs, whatever. Tasty nudes. You want to send them to Roman, you can send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to myself. I'm happily married, but I can look at a tasteful nude. You can send them to the same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, do not forget about the review reach round. If you go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a star rating and review, we call that the review reach around.
Yep, that's a 5-star fart real loud, and I'm going to stab you a reach around.
All right. So until next week, I'm Rob Guest.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.